What's up, Breakthrough Success? Mark Caberti here. And if you feel like you are not enough or are lacking in any way, our special guest will help you realize that you are enough. And we'll also share some of the ways you can tap into your greatness. So our guest, she has a new book, Enough Already, Yes You Are, where she shares real life solutions readers can use to wake up to their most authentic selves and live with more joy and satisfaction. Through motivational presentations and transformative retreats worldwide, she shares proven tools to help people examine their self-talk, take action despite doubts, and manifest their dreams. Our guest for this interview on Breakthrough Success is none other than Elizabeth Trinkus. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Elizabeth, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. Looking forward to diving into this interview. Before we get into it, though, can you share a little bit with us on why you decided to write the book? Because I feel like it's a really big topic for a lot of people.
I wrote it for a few reasons. The foremost, I felt not enough growing up. I felt not enough in relationships. I felt not smart enough in school. I felt like I was comparing myself with friends. I fortunately got a coach of my own who helped shine the light on the stories I was telling myself. I soon got a counseling degree, became a coach myself because it's just such incredibly potent work. I host women's wellness retreats around the world, and women after the retreats, they would come and return to the next retreat and say, you must share these tools. And I'm not a writer, I'm going to say. I'm an author, but I don't just sit down for fun to write. I felt like it was an obligation in my soul that there are tools in the book that make such a difference and make people. And my clients were really encouraging me and saying, you know, my life is different because of these tools. And as a result, I feel better. I worry less about what other people think. I have more confidence when I enter a room or enter a meeting. I changed jobs, and I wouldn't have done that if I was listening to the old stories of not feeling enough. And so it's been an amazing journey. I'm thrilled to have it out there. I really see it as moving from this not enough epidemic that we all suffer from to this enough already movement. And you are making it happen, Mark.
And I think it's a very big concept because there are people who it's great to be ambitious and it's great to go towards your breakthrough. But I think in the process, there are people who they set this big goal and then they don't feel like they are enough until they hit that big goal where they will only feel happy when they hit their goal. And
exactly.
Then when they hit the goal, it's just let's raise it and feel sad until you hit this goal. So
well put.
I definitely feel like a lot of people go through that. So what are your thoughts on, because I'm not telling people like never set goals again, because we don't want to do that either. So
absolutely.
How do we have this mix between setting these goals, being ambitious, but still feeling like we're enough, even when we haven't achieved the goal yet?
Yes. Brilliant question, because I am all about dreams and goals. Also, this isn't about, oh, I'm enough. And you just sit back and you don't do anything. This is all about getting your platform of enough right here, right now, with all your unmet goals or your perfect imperfections, and realizing that having more, doing more is not going to make you enough, because no one is winning at that game. There is no one winning at that game. And when we remind ourselves that we are enough right here, right now, we have the opportunity to have less fear about what is next and a lot more inspiration and creativity for all those dreams. So my clients who are applying these tools, they are driven. And I love that. They're driven personally, they're driven professionally, and their journey is so much more graceful, if you will, because it's not, I have to have this in order to be enough. I have to make X amount of money or reach this particular level in my business. It's like I'm enjoying life as I go, as opposed to I'll be happy when I make this or I have this. And as you said, we're on to the very next thing once we reach that. So it doesn't allow, the old mentality does not allow for the joy in the journey. And I'm a huge advocate of having fun on the road to of our life.
And I think that's a really important thing, having fun on the road, because when you set a big goal, like, you know, you're excited, you're thinking about that end, but when you hit that messy middle, it's rough. I mean, I'll just give you an example of something I'm working towards, is to get 100,000 YouTube subscribers. And, you know, when you first set that goal, you're excited because you think about having the 100,000, but then you put in the work and you're like, oh, this is going to take a lot of work to get there. So what's your advice for people who are in what I like to call that messy middle, and how can they better get through that?
Two things. One is to keep moving forward. I love the messy middle. When I'm teaching workshops or working with corporate teams, I call it the bridge, because we're awesome dreamers, all of us. We're driving down the road. We are dreaming. Our dream fulfillment's over here. There's a bridge you got to cross. And it's the messy middle that you're talking about. I love it. You get on the bridge, and then instead of, oh, this is so fun to dream, it's like, oh my gosh, all the fears come up. There are trolls under the bridge going, really? Who do you think you are? Or is that really going to work? And what if it doesn't work? What's that going to be like for you? And the stories that we tell ourselves, and it's an opportunity to switch the station. I'm not pretending those fears aren't there for a second. It's the opportunity to slow down enough so we know what we're telling ourselves. It's SNL, not Saturday Night Live, but stop. And the N is notice. What am I telling myself? It's like, oh yeah, of course there's fears coming up. I'm noticing them instead of merging with them and running off the messy middle or the bridge. And the L is for love. And it's bringing that kindness to ourselves. What would you tell a friend? And bringing that action in, those words in, and keep going, keep going. And also get a coach. I have a coach who's on speed dial, who I talk to all the time in Santa Barbara. I am a coach to many, many people. And it's so important because it gets us out of our own heads, right? Where we think the same thoughts over and over again. And it reminds us of, yes, those fears are going to be there in the messy middle. And you can do this and keep moving. And you're enough in the messy middle. That's the other piece to remember. You're enough on the process, on the road to your teams.
And it's interesting how Elizabeth mentions having a coach, because that is something that I do for people who are interested. You can schedule a free strategy call at markaberry.com/strategy if you want to make money with your content. But there are coaches who hire other coaches. I mean, I've hired a coach for my podcast. I'm currently working with a coach for my YouTube channel. So like, you definitely see coaches hiring a lot of coaches to help them. And coaching is such a great way to get those real life-changing results, because you got someone like paying attention to you. So you just got to really, I think it really boils down to surrounding yourself with the right people who make you feel like you're enough, because sometimes the people in our lives, they don't make us feel like we're enough. So for someone who maybe they're just surrounded by people who spread negativity and say, like, you know, you're not enough, because that's something that some people have to, like, it's part of their lives right now. How can they get out of that?
Yes. The self-talk is key. The self-talk, let me go back, Mark, that was awesome. And who you surround yourself with is very, very important, and be very, very choosy who you hang out with and who are your friends, you know? So that's very key. And the main component of getting that we're enough already is our self-talk. Every thought vibration, it's either fueling you or it's depleting you. Just like if friends are saying positive things or they're really critical. And so it's an opportunity, once again, to shift from that doubting, not enough place within us to that believing place within us. And it takes practice. It's a breath by breath. I have to do it every day. I teach it every day, and I practice it absolutely every day. And it works. It's like building a muscle. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. The more you do it, the more you're going to shift to that positive where you're your own cheerleader, if you will. And that's really, really key because we have been taught to be our own worst critic. Mm-hmm. So if we're not paying attention, we are kicking our butts all the time and knocking ourselves down. We got to be really careful of that. And it's not that we're not going to be critical. It's we're going to stop SNL. We're going to stop notice and shift to love.
And I love the acronym, the SNL, the way that you use it. And I think that it's really great for people to take action on. But I do feel like you hit on a very important area, that self-talk, where we do think critically of ourselves, more critically than other people in many cases. Yes. Like, we are our toughest critics. So how can we actually, I feel like once you stop, like, the other parts are a little easier, but how can we really stop? Because I feel like with the way life's moving so quickly and the way we can really criticize ourselves at certain times, like, how do we actually take the time to stop and just...
Yeah. Good question. Yeah, life is moving really fast. It's only getting faster. There's a million things we're looking at, social media, keeping up with everything. Stopping can be as simple as when you brush your teeth. I kid you not, because we're going to do that. When we go into the restroom, then we're at a stoplight. These things where we're pausing in the grocery store line, literally. It doesn't have to take long. I'm not saying to stop for an hour or a day or a week. You can, and that's awesome. But it is a moment to moment when you're walking from your desk to get some water. Just stopping, what's going on? I'm being conscious instead of filling our mind with the things we have to do or we haven't done. And it's a practice. It really is. I do a lot of work with corporate teams at Cisco, and I ask the teams, how many of you last year walked to your car or the subway and said to yourself, I did a great job today? Mm. And I get a lot of giggles in the room and not hands raised. And it's because we've been trained to look at the things we did not do, we did not accomplish. And we go home with that energy. And what is it? Depletes, because we're saying we're not enough somehow on an unconscious level because we didn't get stuff done. And who does finish everything on their to-do list? Because once we do, we put more stuff on it. So I made these beautiful signs. My brother, Mark Trickus, designed them. And it says, you did a great job today. And I give them out, and you can download them on my website, lizretreats.com. And people put them up everywhere. And the people in the meetings printed them for their kids too. And it's a reminder that, you know what, our best is enough. And that's going to look different on different days. But when you remind yourself, you know what, I did a good job today, you're going to have a lot more energy and enjoyment for your dinner with your family or going out with. And it's a different set. And we got to slow down enough in order to do it, because if not, we're going to do it the old way, which we were all taught, saying, hey, we're not enough somehow. And it's just not true. And it zaps us of joy.
Right. That's a really great point. And I like the constant reminders of, like, you are doing a great job, because it is stuff that, you know, people don't hear very much. Like, I feel like you hear some of that in elementary school, because I don't feel like our self-talk is built up as much as it is now. But another thing that I recently did, this is, I would have it, like, write down all the different things I had to do, order them by priority, but then I would see at the end of the day, like, I didn't do different things. I'd feel like I'm not really doing enough. I'm not doing all these different things I should be doing. So what I do now, and I think everyone should do this, is write a completed list for that day. All the things that you did that day. So, because I look back and I'm like, oh, wow, I actually did stuff today, when, like, normally I would be like, oh, I missed all these different things. So completed list, good idea for you guys to do.
I love it. I love it. Can I steal your idea?
Steal it. Take it.
Oh, man, I love it. I mean, it's just, yeah, such a fabulous twist on what we typically do. And it'll make people feel better. And we get to feel better. We deserve to feel better than what we do to ourselves. So I love the completed list.
And in addition to just, like, I mean, I feel like we're hitting on some really great themes right now. This idea that we are enough, this idea that we are doing things that we don't give ourselves credit for. And I think one of the things that we should also really focus on are the habits that we develop, because developing the right habits, like the SNL approach that we talked about already, like having the right habits can really help you feel like you're enough and hit your goals. So I'm wondering if you could share with us some of the habits that have been essential for your success.
Oh, yes. So the slowing down, looking at my self-talk is absolutely key. PPL is helpful for a lot of people, and that's very similar to SNL. It's being, the key is being present instead of out there, what I haven't done, what I've got to do. And the second P is to be positive, to shift from that critic. And the L is to be loyal. And being loyal to ourselves is a shift too in our culture, because we're taught that it's selfish and we should be focusing out there all the time. And the more loyal we are to ourselves, meaning the more we take care of ourselves, fill our own cup, we are refueling, we are resetting, then the more we can give to others. And we live in a world that's going so fast, or we are putting ourselves out there so much that we feel depleted and depressed. And then we try to give on top of that, and that creates resentment. And so I'm a big believer in taking care of ourselves, that PPL, be present, be positive, be loyal. And I practice these tools every day. There's a chapter in my book that's says we what we need to learn. And I notice that every day. And I am enough already, and the slowing down and shifting from that doubting Dottie or Danny place to that Betty or Bobby. And we have them all. Every one of us has those two characters, and we want to really pay attention. So I know when my doubting Dottie is up, and I know that that critic is familiar, and I know believing Betty, and she rocks it, and she has fun with it, and she falls down and she gets back up, and she's not afraid of failure, because failure teaches us things. It's not personal. But doubting, it's like, oh my God, what are people thinking? And don't fail. And it's that it's so bad. And it's a whole different way of living. And it's a whole different approach. And I like the believing Betty Bobby part so much better.
I appreciate you taking the time to share those habits with us. It's really a mindset thing, just believing in yourself. And it's especially important when you are in that messy middle to always view yourself as you are enough. And it's a really great concept that Elizabeth hits on in her book, Enough Already, Yes You Are, which will be in the show notes. Are there any other places where we can find you and continue to follow your work? Where would you want to lead us?
Thanks, Mark. Go to LizRetreats.com. I host wellness retreats all over the world, and they are great reminders that we are enough already. It helps us remember who we are and to really achieve that success from the inside out, which is where it really happens.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Elizabeth. Definitely go check that out if you are interested in any of her retreats. And if you do want to learn how to make money with your content, whether it be podcasting, virtual summits, books, webinars, or funnels, make sure you schedule that free strategy call with me to see how we can work together, markbrady.com/strategy. Elizabeth, once again, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was so great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Mark. Such a pleasure. Thanks for all that you're doing, making a big difference.